Well, in the midst of a crisis when most Americans are stuck inside, social media has never been more important. So let's get to Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, to see how the news is filtering through social media. She is working from home today in Washington. And Femi, that's because of coronavirus.
It is indeed. We have in our office or in our bureau a colleague who was covering an event. At that event, there was somebody who believes that they have COVID IED-19. And so being very cautious and making sure that we don't impact any of our other colleagues or our families, we are WFH for the next 2 weeks.
Yep. Well, I'm WFH as well. Let's talk about social media and how it's playing into this. You flagged for us a new study from the Pew Research Center that finds people who rely on getting their news from social media are less likely to follow new developments about the coronavirus. Tell us more.
So Pew Research Center looks at journalism, looks at media and how people react and engage with it. And they found, looking at the coronavirus and where people are getting their news from, that about 2 out of 10 people in the United States get their news mostly from social media. And when they get their news mostly from social media, they may not be the best informed about the coronavirus. So 18% of them will be young. That's 18% of people getting their news in this way will be young and not particularly interested in politics.
And maybe they're getting some misinformation. Give us some examples of some of the rumors that you've seen going around.
Right. So, you know, you and I, because we spend a lot of time on social, we know that a lot of the stuff that's out there is great information and some of it is made up because we can all be our own publishers on social. So, for instance, a couple of myths that I can bust for you right now. Coronavirus was created in a lab as a biological weapon. That is false. If you hear anybody say on social, my high-ranking military friend, do not trust them. Unless you absolutely know somebody who's in the current administration, even then, check another source. Keeping hydrated will stop you from getting the coronavirus. That is not true. Do not believe that. If you see a picture of dolphins swimming in the canals of Venice, well, you need to double check that picture. Is it really Venice? And is it really because all of the cruise ships have disappeared from Venice? That picture, if you just double check it, you'll find that that came from southern Italy and not necessarily from this period in the last month or 6 weeks where the cruise ships were basically all going back to base. So that is not true. The WHO, the World Health Organization, described the myths as fighting an infodemic, and they have been doing that as much as fighting COVID-19. They said it's equally as important that people have real facts.
Femi, healthcare workers on the front lines this week are sharing a hashtag on social media to advocate for more personal protective equipment. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, the hashtag is Get Me PPE. And now all of a sudden we're learning what that means. It's not just an acronym for healthcare workers, that personal protective equipment. It will be the goggles, it will be the masks and the special masks that stop droplets from getting into you, even gowns and cover-ups, all of those vital pieces of equipment. They have shortages, certainly in New York area and other areas which were not expecting such a huge amount of COVID-19 patients that they have to treat. So this is happening in Italy, it's happening in Spain, it's happening in the UK as well. So this is a global hashtag, Get Me PPE. Let me give you an example. I'm not going to name this doctor. He is on social. Both my wife and I are frontline ER physicians. With such a shortage of N95 masks, those are the real heavy-duty ones, we've had to resort to sharing one mask between the two of us. We even had to write our names on our one precious mask because now even nurses and doctors are stealing masks from each other. Hashtag get me PPE. That is why I did not name that doctor. And one other one, which is actually just more hopeful and is a beautiful story. This is Dr. Naran, who's out there in Washington State where there was a big outbreak around Seattle of COVID-19. And she posts pictures of masks and PPE equipment on her doorstep. I found two boxes on my doorstep. Thank you, whoever you are. This independent doctor is forever grateful. Get me PPE. Hashtag PPE is not optional. And if you're listening to this and you're seeing that hashtag online, go to getuspppe.org, and there are ways that you can help. If you happen to be a retired dentist, for instance, you've got a stash of gloves or cover-ups, or you feel you can make it, that is where you go, and then everybody will be able to work out where you go and where you can put your efforts into to help our medical professionals.
Femi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And one more thing on the subject of doctors. Two doctors have a touching video that's being shared all over social media. Listen to this.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
These are doctors singing, Dr. Elvis Francois on vocals, Dr. William Robinson on the piano. They're both at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. We'll link you to this at hereandnow.org.